This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Senate impeachment trial of American President Donald Trump begins later today. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
It was a solemn procession across the Capitol yesterday. House impeachment managers walking into the Senate chamber for an announcement.
The House has passed H. Res. 798.
A resolution appointing the House members who will act as prosecutors in the Senate impeachment trial.
This is a difficult time for our country.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell will be among those sworn in today as jurors by Chief Justice John Roberts.
And then we will formally notify the White House of our pending trial and summon the president to answer the articles.
Opening arguments are set for Tuesday. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, an associate of President Trump's personal lawyer says the president was aware of a campaign to pressure the Ukrainian government to carry out investigations that would help Trump politically. In an interview broadcast Wednesday night, Lev Parnas told MSNBC's Rachel Maddow Mr. Trump, quote, knew exactly what was going on. China's government is welcoming the Phase One trade deal with Washington. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Reaching for superlatives to describe Phase One of the U.S.-China trade agreement, President Donald Trump termed it the biggest deal anybody's seen.
Ultimately, it's a great deal for both countries, and it's going to also lead to even a more stable peace throughout the world.
While many U.S. industry leaders are praising the agreement, leading Democratic Party members in Congress say it lacks substance and fails to resolve core issues that would truly benefit America's farmers and workers. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
And this is VOA News. Russian lawmakers gave their approval Thursday to President Vladimir Putin's choice of Mikhail Mishustin as the country's new prime minister. It's the latest move in what analysts say is the Russian president's plan to hold on to power after 2024, when his term ends. VOA's Zlatika Hogue reports.
Russia analyst Peter Yeltsov says over the years, Putin has built up the presidential powers and now wants to scale back before someone else becomes president. He says Russia has not benefited from its powerful autocratic leaders. Putin named a relatively little-known head of the Federal Tax Service, Mikhail Mishustin, to serve as interim prime minister while giving Medvedev, his longtime ally, a new job as deputy head of Russia's Security Council. Zlatica Hogue, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan says the Taliban is ready to reduce violence in Afghanistan, calling it a major breakthrough toward reaching a long-awaited peace deal the insurgent group has been negotiating with the United States. The foreign minister, who is currently visiting Washington, will be meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called for national unity after an eruption of protests over Iran's January 8th downing of a Ukrainian airplane taking off from Tehran and the government's attempt at a cover-up. Iran initially said mechanical problems caused the commercial jetliner to go down before admitting days later that Iranian military personnel mistakenly shot down the plane, killing all 176 people on board. Rouhani also demanded a full explanation of the catastrophe. Japan has confirmed its first case of a strain of a coronavirus that has killed one man and sickened 41 others in China since last month. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
Japan's health ministry said the man in his 30s had recently traveled to the Chinese city that's thought to be the epicenter of the outbreak. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga released this statement on Thursday.
It was confirmed yesterday that one person who had stayed in Wuhan City tested positive for the new coronavirus, and this is the first case in Japan. I heard this person has already been discharged. We will steadily implement quarantine and will keep dealing with it in a thorough manner.
So far, one person has died from the strain. The World Health Organization has said it could spread and has warned hospitals worldwide.
And that was Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. I'm Laurel Bowman, and this is VOA News.